Hi there. Okay, it is day number nine, and we're going to be talking about the crown chakra today, which is the final chakra that I want to go over with you. Now, the crown chakra is at the top of the head, and to me, it resonates with the color white. It has to do with awareness and intelligence for whatever you believe is connected to the other side. It's linked to every other chakra, and therefore every organ in your system is connected to this, and it affects all of them, but also your brain and your nervous system. It's considered the chakra of enlightenment, and it represents our connection to our life's purpose, to our spirituality, and to God, spirit, and higher power. Those with a blacked, a blah, a blacked, well, it can look black if it's not clear, but those with a blocked crown chakra often seem narrow-minded, skeptical, or really stubborn. But when someone has the chakra open, it's thought to help all of the other chakras open and to bring this person a lot of enlightenment and just this huge wave of spirituality. These energy centers respond to all of these feelings. And one of the things that you can do with your crown chakra is really opening up that chakra to allow yourself to be washed over by the wave and the light of God. And that's what I see. When I look at this chakra, I really just see that it's all coming over me. It's sweeping over me. I'm washing any of my fears away. It's this angels and God and higher power, my higher self, all connected to that on the other side. So be open to this chakra. Know that you need it to cleanse, to remove, to clear. All of these chakras have to get open. They have to resonate with their colors. They have to be seen as these moving discs or these lotus flowers that are opening. And the brighter and more vibrant you can imagine them, the more clear and clean they'll be. So let's head on to tomorrow because I've got a lot to tell you. It's going to be the next step.